morning and welcome to the January 31st, 2023 Sessions County Council meeting. First thing is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, I see no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Entertained a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. In the minutes of January 24th, any questions, corrections, additions? Hearing none, they will stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
I have none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Now's the time for public hearing. Mr. Guys, anybody signed up? Public comments, I'm sorry. You have 3 minutes to address council on something we have some control over, interest in. And when the green light comes on, you can start. When the amber light comes on, you got a minute to go. When the red light comes on, your time's up. Kenvin Watson?
Yes, sir.
Come on down, sir. And the green light will come on and tell us your name and address.
My name is Kevin E. Watson. I'm from Georgetown, Delaware, and I'm a Sussex County boy. I'm here trying to get a $1 million grant. What happened is I'm legally a property manager, and this is not no I have a dream speech scenario. I'm just trying to give you an idea of what's going on. I've done all the procedures as far as job seeking with my education, and I would like to submit my education that I have up to this far. And okay, now the problem is that and I'm not trying to be racist or nothing, but I'm just trying to get your idea, right? And you can substitute maybe the Ku Klux Klan or the Dalai Lama for what I'm trying to explain to you. The Nation of Islam, at this present time, all the black stuff goes to the Nation of Islam office. And when I hit my property management, I earned the office to have some black stuff come through my office. And what's happening now is that they're just sitting on my computer because I won't be in compliance with them because I don't agree with nothing that they do or say. You know what I mean? So I'm just stuck.
Is the grant, you're trying to apply for a grant?
Yes, sir.
From the county?
Yes, sir, from the county, because I'm an old Sussex County boy. And what I'm just trying to explain to you is that for some reason I exhausted all remedies and how you taught us to job seek, and it's just nothing happening. And I know the rules, you know what I mean? I know how to do my job that I've trained for, and I'm not going to do it because, see, what's happening is the Nation of Islam, they're issuing a lot of black Russians, black Germans, black UK, you know what I mean? And then they might have, and like I said, then they might have like white India, white Spain driving certain vehicles and stuff like that. I don't have no records of nothing. And from what I was told from my instructor at Penn Foster, what I have my education in, that something is definitely wrong. And I come to the county council seeking a $1 million grant because I need to get a push so I can get my office open to be able to handle my paperwork better. And that's the problem that I'm seeing, that is like, the Nation of Islam keep issuing out with their classification is based off of chairs, because we know the Nation of Islam is not a legal domain. It's a religion, right? So their classification is based off of chairs, and I need to get my office up so that I can push these paperwork on them.
You have some documentary you want to give to us?
Yes, sir. I have my education in which
hand that down to the clerk down there?
Yes, sir. And that's basically what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to get a $1 million grant from the Sussex County, because I'm an old Sussex County boy, to get my office up. And thank you.
A $1 million grant from us is a very, very, very large grant.
Oh, is it?
Very large grant. We'll certainly take your documentation, look at it, and we'll respond. Somebody will respond back to you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Certainly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to speak to council? Anybody else? Operator, check online, please. Thank you. We'll close the consent agenda, the public comments. Move on to consent agenda. We have one item, use of existing sewer infrastructure agreement, IUA 1161, the Knoll Holtz Landing area. Any questions, concerns on this? Entertained a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second, Mr. Riley. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Lawson.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President. couple items on the agenda to get to. We're going to start today with the Caroling on the Circle Food Drive Recognition. Each year, we like to take time in January to recognize all of the volunteers that made the Caroling on the Circle Food Drive such a success. This year, we were able to collect over 18,000 food items that were distributed to our local food banks, and we've invited a number of our volunteers to come forward today and be recognized during the council meeting. So I've got a list here. We've got some certificates and plaques, and I'm going to start off. We did invite everyone to come, but obviously not everyone could make it. So if you are here and I call your name, just raise your hand and make yourself known, and we'll get a picture taken, and we'll certainly recognize you. So we're going to start with North Georgetown Elementary School. Is anyone here from the North Georgetown Elementary School? Okay. We will recognize them and the 68 total food items that they were able to collect. Next is the Delaware State Police and the Grain on the Rocks effort. Between the two, they were able to collect 80 and 260 total food items, and I believe we have representation from both entities here today, along with our local municipality law enforcement officers. So this is Grain on the Rocks and Delaware State Police. If you gentlemen would come forward, we'd like to take a picture with you in this certificate. Thank you for your efforts.
You want to vote them together?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Come in here. Come on. Come on. We got it.
You got a stool standing?
Yeah, I want you to get a stool.
Yeah,
me and
yeah.
I want to get rid of the side.
One more.
Hey.
There you go.
Jim, he's going for Hollywood. That's
well, you know, I like everyone to look good.
Well, that's saying something.
That's what I've got to work with.
You know.
Yeah, not much up here.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right. Next is Benchmark Physical Therapy. Collected 196 total food items. Benchmark. All right. Lane Builders. 200 total food items. Lane Builders through a donation of $200. Tunnel and Razor, local law firm, $250 for a total of 250 total food items. Sussex Tech, 263 total food items. Delmarva Christian High School collected 381 food items. Long Neck Elementary School, 557. Little Einsteins in Georgetown, 562 items. Everyone's looking at the children to see. H.O. Brittingham Elementary, 605 items. A lot of elementary schools participated this year. Beacon Middle School, 750 items. And then Nicola's Pizza donated $1,000, which was, we were able to collect 1,000 food items. So thank you very much for those individuals and groups. Those are certificates. And then we'll move on to our plaques. Mount Air Farms, is anyone here from Mount Air? $500 donation. McGee Motors, $500 donation. Moore and Rutt, $500 donation. Mr. Moore said he would pass on the recognition. First State Manufacturing, $750 donation. And our friends at Aloft, I know Bob is here. Aloft, $760 donation. Thank you, Aloft.
Thank you very much. I always appreciate you guys. Thank you very much. We appreciate all you do, sir. You bet.
Alan Harim, is there a representative from Alan Harim? They collected 1,360 total items. Law firm of Fuqua Willard and Schaub, $1,000 donation. I know they're here today. Come forward, please. Thank you very much.
I know as you come forward, Tim sits in the back. That's a good place for him. There you go. You Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. And our grand winner this year with a total food drive of 2,050 food items is the students from the Rehoboth Beach Elementary School, and I believe that is who we've been waiting for. For them to come forward.
Come on down there. There you go, buddy. Come on, Rick. Let's see how we're going to do. We're good. Smile. Come on. It's okay. It's okay. We won't bait up here. Come right here. A couple of you. Just got to get this thing half or something. There you go. Keep on coming. Keep on coming. Everybody. Come on up here, young lady.
If I could get a few just in front here.
Yeah, come on in this way.
We can tighten up a little bit.
Why don't you back up over here? Go, okay. Screw that waistline. You want to hold that? Huh? You can step here so they can see you. Everybody, make sure you can see the camera. Everybody good?
So let me get a couple shots first, and then there's
wow.
One more we're going to take with the phones. One smile. Okay,
pretty. Right, hold up. We got more. Another picture.
All right, work it.
Good. Another picture in the back there.
Got one here.
We're good.
Thank you.
All good. Thank you all very much. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you, young ladies. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks. Cool. Thank you to all our volunteer groups who contributed to this year's food drive, both monetarily and through their collection efforts. It certainly does take a large amount of people to volunteer for this effort, and again we were able to raise over 18,000 food items that was distributed right here in Sussex County. So great job. Please come back next year for the annual Carolyn the Circle food drive.
Mr. Lawson, before you move forward with MOU with DENREC, I want to recognize Representative Gray, Russell Ronnie Gray, where is he, and Senator Hocker. Thank you for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you here, and we know you're very involved in wanting dredging done in the inland bays. And hope this is a start to help that happen. So, awesome.
Good segue. Thank you. Mr. President, I'm going to go down to the podium.
Sure.
So we have two items for consideration next. Both of them are MOUs with various entities. And first one will be the MOU addressing the White Creek dredging project. I did receive the PowerPoint that I passed down the dais from DENREC, which I will incorporate into my presentation. I came from DENREC, so I can only read what's on the slides. I don't have much more information, but I did think it was good for you all to see exactly where we were with the first dredging project. So this is a long time coming. If you want to go all the way back to 2019 with the county's efforts to go through an effort to go to the General Assembly and seek the authority to collect an accommodations tax, I would echo Mr. Vinson's comments about Senator Hocker and Representative Gray. They have been champions for dredging in Sussex County, dredging in our inland bays, and making sure that that asset of the county is able to be used through recreational and commercial boating. I know we were all there at the fire hall meeting once down in Roxana. It was packed to the walls, and it was not a comfortable setting because many people were upset at the fact that they were not able to utilize the waterways. So here we are. We've been working with the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control to formulate this MOU. The MOU was drafted and reviewed and approved by both our legal teams. And the secretary has signed off on this form also, pending your approval today. So it does go back to 2019 when the county council supported legislation to establish accommodation tax. That bill back then was HB 228. It was approved by the General Assembly in June of 19 and signed into law July of 19. The funding from this accommodation tax is earmarked specifically for beach nourishment, waterway dredging, economic development, tourism programs, recreational activities, water quality projects, and flood control projects. Thus far, the county has collected $1.9 million in funding. The county council agreed at these two gentlemen's insistence that waterway dredging would be the first priority and the first use of this funding. That was sort of the handshake deal. So in order to facilitate a dredging project, the most prudent and efficient approach we thought was to partner with DNREC. DNREC already does the dredging projects throughout the state, and it made sense for us to partner with a local agency. So this MOU establishes the partnership with DNREC and spells out each party's roles and responsibilities for just this White Creek project. We're only talking the White Creek project. If we were ever to entertain an additional dredging project, it would have to come back before you, and the allocation of additional money would also have to be approved by council. So the MOU was in your packet. I'll look at it and review it very quickly. I know you've had a chance to review it. It does spell out the responsibilities that DNREC will control the dredging responsibilities through a contract. It just so happens that the timing of this lines up that they have already selected a contractor to do this work, and the work is going to begin next month, and I'll illustrate that here in a moment. And the county is just a funding entity. So we are going to provide the funding to DNREC for two things: to show partnership, but also hopefully that this funding will allow DNREC to continue to do this dredging project and other dredging projects in a much more efficient and timely fashion. The MOU defines the project and the project goals. It illustrates the phases that DNREC will go through and their responsibilities, and it also highlights the project funding. The contract that DNREC has selected is roughly $4.7 million. The county is contributing $1 million to that work. As you can see in the MOU, if you approve this allocation, it will be expended on an aggregate amount based on the percentages, 21% for the county, 79%. For DNREC. If the project runs over, the runover responsibility is solely DNREC's. We're only in for $1 million. If it runs short, meaning if they don't spend all the money or if there's an issue, we can ask for a refund for the funding that's been allocated. I'll pause there and give you an update on the actual project based on the PowerPoint that was provided to us from DNREC. Again, White Creek. The White Creek project is that area down off of Cedar Avenue involving the navigational channels of the White Creek and a portion of Assawoman Canal. They're going to remove 55,000 to 75,000 cubic yards of material in that area. The sediment will be used to restore an area of degraded coastal salt marsh at the Assawoman Wildlife Area, known around that area as Muddy Neck. The project, as I said, was $4.7 million. The contractor that DNREC selected is Resilient Seas LLC. The project calls for a dredging depth of 4 feet below mean low, lower low water. And the Assawoman Canal will be dredged to a 3 feet below that same depth. So right now, the contract is underway. It's in process. Pipeline, personnel, pumps, and the dredge are being mobilized to the site. They expect to begin dredging any day. When I got this PowerPoint, they cited February 3rd as a start date. Completion by March 31st, which they have to be done by then because of the habitat and wildlife restrictions. And of course, DNREC will monitor the restored wetland areas through 2028. I know I would get this question, so I will just fill you in. Mr. Riley is very interested, and I know we've heard a number of comments about the Indian River and the next dredging project in and around the Millsboro area. DNREC reports that this is a high priority project. They have three concurrent tracks they're working on right now. One is to use the state dredge to address some of the hot spots and pump into an upland disposal facility. The second track is to use the state dredge to address some of the hot spot areas and pump into a degraded wetlands near the Millsboro wastewater treatment plant. That could start as early as the fall of this year. And then the third is to use a contractual dredge to do a comprehensive project and restore the navigable channels through that area in the upper reach of Indian River, that would most likely take longer and not have a start date until fall of 24. The next project in DENREC's pipeline is the Assawomen Canal Phase 2, with a goal of performing dredging for the project in the fall of this year and the spring 2024 window. Currently, they're in late engineering and getting ready for permit application. This is designed to dredge the remainder of this project, the Assawomen Canal, following White's Creek. I give you those updates because I know dredging is top of your minds, and we've talked about it quite a bit, especially the Indian River. And I know that our friends at the state and the funding requirements that go into these dredging projects is top of their mind as well as they begin their budget process. None of this is involving the MOU that we're talking about today or the $1 million contribution. Okay, I'll pause and see if there's any questions.
Question to the council. You have a motion?
I do have a motion. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves a memorandum of understanding with the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control related to the White Creek dredging project as presented, and the county's contribution of $1 million to the same project as specified in the terms of the MOU.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
I recognize the efforts that you guys have put in, Senator Hocker, Representative Gray, towards this, and I'm glad we're finally getting to do this. So my vote's yes.
I also vote yes. Motion carried, and thank you both for your leadership to get this to where we are today, and hopefully we'll have more money to help in the future projects. So thank you, and thanks for coming today, Mr. Hocker, Senator Hocker.
Is it possible to address the council?
Come right on down here, sir. Yes, sir.
Members of the council staff, you know, when I was elected a little over 20 years ago, I joined Senator Bunning pushing for dredging of the inland bays, the entire Rehoboth Bay and the Indian River Bay. It's needed desperately. I was raised on those bays. I know how clean those bays once were, and I know what has to be done to get them back. And we've had a state that has really dragged their feet. We appropriated money most every year. I've voted for one tax increase since I've been elected over 20 years ago, and that was the accommodation tax, because it's important to get that done. It's never going to get cleaner. There's several million dollars now waiting to do it. We need to just continue one project after the other. We got to keep our channels dredged. We got to keep our channels open. We got to keep our channels marked. We need to put our islands back. They protected grasses. We had acres and acres of grasses that put oxygen in the water. We haven't done anything to do that over too many years. I've said I've been there a little over 20 years now, and nothing's been done in those periods of time. And I want to thank Representative Gray. When Senator Bunning retired and I stepped up, he's been right there pushing with me. He's been on the bond bill. I've been on the bond bill. Every year we put money towards dredging. And I thank you guys for stepping up, and we need to continue pushing our state to get it done. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. We agree. We agree. Lawson.
Why don't I just stand right here and run through this next memorandum? Okay, so the second memorandum in your agenda is the MOU with the Bay Beach Association related to the Water Resources Development Act implementation. Today we're going to review that MOU. A copy of that was in your packet. Recall that members of the Bay Beach Association, or for short BBA, recall that representatives came before the council back in your January 10th meeting to make a presentation related to their efforts. This is an organization representing the Delaware Bay coastal communities in both Kent and Sussex County. The BBA was formed to advocate on behalf of its members to preserve and protect the unique character of the Delaware Bay shoreline by focusing on the preservation of the coastal ecosystems. The BBA is seeking the county's assistance in hiring a consultant to lead their advocacy work with a specific focus on the newly passed WERDA legislation. If any of you saw the press or even attended some of the meetings we attended with Senator Carper related to the WERDA rollout a few weeks ago, it is quite substantial and significant for Delaware. there are significant and specific initiatives contained in that legislation that is going to help both Kent and Sussex County beaches along with our Atlantic coast. The BBA is seeking $30,000 per county. Kent County Levy Court has already voted to approve their contribution, so this MOU forms our roles and responsibilities, including the funding requirement or request that has been made. Sussex County will pay the Greater Lewis Foundation, who will manage the payments to the BBA. We'll pay on a monthly basis. This agreement can be terminated at any time and payments would cease. This agreement's only good for 1 year. Any extension past a year will take the County Council's approval. The MOU was in your packet. I will point out that it's important to note the project scopes and deliverables. These, let's count them, seven deliverables are really what will be our roadmap to monitor the progress of this relationship. I think it's a great effort. It's been a scattered effort up until this point between the towns and the counties. This will bring us all together. I know Kent County is excited about this as well. And this, I think, as a consolidated group, we will be able to get some things done. And we'll have the expertise that's required to work through this WERDA implementation. I'll pause and see if there's any questions.
Questions of council? You have a motion, sir?
I do. Thank you. Be it moved that Sussex County Council approves a memorandum of understanding with the Bay Beach Association related to the implementation of the WERDA Act of 2022 as presented, and the county's contribution of $30,000 for the same initiative as specified in the terms of the MOU.
Pleasure, council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried, sir.
I'd like to thank our friends back here, Ms. Locke, Mr. Becker, and Mr. Pratt, who helped bring this all together and forward over years of efforts, and we finally made it. And thank our friends in Kent County as well for joining our
forces. Can I make a quick...
Are you going to have her come forward and sign the...
I think we should ask her to sign it while she's here, yes. I will get an official version, yes, sure. So we can sign it.
I just wanted to comment. Thank you for the presentation. This is a wonderful opportunity to help preserve our wonderful shoreline. And I also want to remind everybody, under the legislation that Senator Carper was successful in getting passed recently, our Rehoboth-Lewis Canal will also be dredged, thankfully. I can tell you it's in really bad shape. Unfortunately, they're not going to do the entire canal, I understand. They're going to do up to the old railroad bridge and then do some hot spots up to the Rehoboth Bay. But I thank Senator Hocker and Representative Gray and the three mayors from the Bay Beach Association. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Awesome.
I'll round up with the County Administrator's Report for January 31st. Item one, the Delaware State Police Year-to-date activity report for December 22 is attached, listing the number of violent crime and property crime arrests, as well as total crime, traffic charges, and corresponding arrests. In addition, DUI and total vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 191 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of December. Item two, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Marlin Chase, otherwise known as Marlin Run, Oceanside Vista Subdivision, the preserve at Cedar Pines, received substantial completion January 20th. Item three, the County Council will host a workshop on the State of Delaware's Code of Ethics. The workshop will take place on Thursday, February 2nd at 1 p.m. at the Delaware Tech Georgetown campus. During this time, members of the County Council and County staff will hear from Deborah J. Moreau, Esquire, Counsel for the Public Integrity Commission. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Next will be public hearing. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Now is the time and place for a public hearing on the Salt Air Hunter's Mill annexation of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Millville area. Mr. Ashman will give a brief synopsis of what is proposed, and then after that, there will be an opportunity for the public to opine, both in the room and listening remotely. And council will have an opportunity to question as well. Mr. Ashman.
Thank you. This is for the Salt Air expansion. County Council approved permission to prepare and post notices for the public hearing on December 13th of 2022. This would be for the Millville area. The parcels are located in a Tier 2 for service area. However, they were not contiguous to our existing boundary. and the owner entered into agreements with the intervening properties, and the department has received letters from those parcels requesting their parcels be annexed, and that is based upon the agreed conditions with them and the developer. The only parcel we did not receive requests from was 104, this one in the center, where we're only including the driveway that goes back between two parcels. That maintains a contiguous path for the sewer district. And the department has requested a letter from the developer to provide a timeline that the existing intervening parcels will be served. They have provided that letter, and it states that all parcels will be served by June 30th of 2025, regardless of the status of their project. Project will be responsible for system connection charges of $6,600 per EDU based on current rates and subject to an infrastructure use agreement. The engineering department advertised on January 18th, January 25th, and on the county webpage, and the area was posted on January 10th. To date, we have had correspondence from one resident in the neighboring community of Edgewood Manor, which is this one right up here, interested in being included in the annexation, and the county will not be installing infrastructure that would serve this community. However, when we review the plans for the Salt Eric, we'll try to provide a connection to that community somewhere in the rear. The only thing we have going by there is a pressure main when we do the Blackwater Village project. We are not sure if the person is here that we talked to, but they may be here requesting to be included in the annexation.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Any questions? Any questions from council? Any questions? Seeing none. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in regards to this proposed annexation? Anyone in the room that would like to speak on this matter? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening online that would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Okay, thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. If you would please read your short title of the resolution.
I will do so. I was prepared to make adjustments in case we had to.
Oh, wow.
But we will keep them in mind, knowing that there is some interest from there and probably to contact that community. This is a resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, the Millville area, to include the proposed Salt Air subdivision and several adjoining parcels located in the Baltimore 100, Sussex County, and recorded in the Office of Recorder and Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I would yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Before Mr. Medlars comes up, I wanted to clear up an item from last week. I actually did a mass annexation on four parcels. One of those parcels, actually 134-7.00-118.00, actually had requested their annexation fee be refunded, and that parcel will not be changed on the maps.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lawson, by chance, do you have that document yet?
I do, yeah.
Why don't we get her to come forward, we'll sign the thing, and then she can leave.
Okay, very good.
Hey, Mr. Medlars, he'll give us a minute or two, maybe.
Grab our photographer.
Kathy, you want to come up and make it official?
Come on down here, I'll sign ours.
Thank you to everyone.
Thank you. Come right on down here, friend.
Good morning, Mr. President, and good morning, council members. We have first up is the, let's call it the East Bridgeville area around our legacy landfill. And you know that we have touched this area many times and tried to work out sewer arrangements. We do have central water there based on the landfill. So the this dates back to 2014 when the DNRC issued a violation. Then our administrator and I engaged in various activities with the state, never came to a resolution. Then a nonprofit utility was formed, and that nonprofit utility finally declined to serve. CERCAP was involved, tried to get us 50 petitions, and to date we have not been able to get the necessary petitions to move this forward to a public hearing. Now, what we do have is interest. We have scattered interest in all four of these communities. So what we're proposing to do is send a polling letter based on a very low rate, which we've been in discussion with the state, because it is in the underserved community target area. So that polling letter will be similar to, but not just like the Allendale one. So there is probably a small component of that. And that polling letter should, we will want to do this to all four areas, but individually track the responses. So we know whether Morningside Village has a positive response or any of the neighboring communities. So, and if it, when it comes back and we're anywhere near the numbers, the majority numbers, remember when it comes to polling letters, these are not equal to certified notarized petitions.
Right.
So we will have to bring it back to you, and you will have to make a call how you like that majority and whether you feel comfortable to move this to a public hearing. So we will call this the last-ditch best effort by the engineering department to provide sewer to Eastern Bridgeville.
Well, I go back to 2014, and I remember going up there and meeting with those people in the HOA, and they had an on-site system that wasn't functioning right. We went and helped them make that work, and it was an issue about money, obviously. But they certainly need some kind of service if we can give it to them, I would think. So, yeah, it's great. Mrs. Green.
I have a question. So when you're driving on Rifle Range Road, the big development on the right, is that a landowner, and then they rent their... There are spots.
And one on them.
It's the one on the right at the end of the road. So the dump is on the, or the whatever that was on the left, and then this is on the right.
Well, coming
down. The community has mobile homes on it.
Yes, that is a.
They didn't have a sign. I didn't see a sign, but.
No, that is a mobile home community, yes.
They rent their spots there?
They rent their land, yes.
Okay. Many, many years ago, it was a really nice area. I attended a Bible study out there. A lady had a Bible study I used to go, so I was a little disappointed when I went by to see that it has changed and there are some things going on there. Also, when you're approaching that, there's a ditch and then there's woods, there's water laying in that area. So it's there, we do need to do what we can do to get this.
Yes, there's a number of tax ditches in particular, also the main branch, Bridgeville branch. Mm-hmm. So this is an issue with DNRC Soil and Water and the Tax Ditch Association. That would not be a county issue.
Right.
But I'm familiar with it because of our landfill.
So. Yeah. So if you need some help, if there's anything I can do, let me know. If we need to just kind of go educate people, but the problem is, there is a problem there.
We've been out there. We've actually sat out there for several hours one day while they had a community gathering trying to get enough petitions and still could not. CERCAP's been out there multiple times trying to get enough interest just from Morningside, what they call Morningside 1, and we just could not get enough.
And I think sometimes when you're in a large group like that, you think, okay, my little vote doesn't count or my little voice doesn't count. And maybe some of them are just kind of hiding behind, we'll let the other people deal with it. But really, it's at the point where these individuals are going to have to step up.
Yeah,
and we need them to understand that each one of them does have a voice here and each one of them needs to help us fix this.
Yeah, I think most of those that were actually in attendance did come up and sign or were you know, committed to make an improvement, but there were not enough people that showed up, that even for their community meeting to get us enough.
I think they've more than one of those out there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Well, like I say, if there's anything I can do to help, it's in my district, and I'd like to see us get it fixed.
Councilman Green, we certainly would think if it goes to a public hearing on either one of these or even in the conglomerate, I would certainly would like for you to be present.
Okay.
Yeah. I ask a quick question.
Mr. Schaefer.
So if you get to a formal ballot, the rental lot community, they'll only receive one ballot. Is that correct? Or?
No, these are all individually owned.
Yeah. They're,
I thought you said it was a rental
lot. No, that's not included.
Okay.
Any more questions? You have a motion, sir.
We have a motion which essentially just... I'll
it just gives a
Be it removed based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department that polling letters be distributed to the Morningside Village Development and the surrounding subdivisions to determine boundaries for a possible inclusion in the Unified Sewer District.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mrs. Green. Second.
I'll second.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mr. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will yet motion carry. Next, sir.
Thank you. Next one is our FEMA home elevation project, and that is the balance and change order and the granting of final acceptance. And as you can see, this dates back more than 10 years since we adopted the program. And this particular project has been in the works for several years. It's a repetitive loss property. There is a 100% cost share for the federal side, which is $165,000. There was a contribution required by Mr. Ween to make the award possible. And so we have reached a point that the engineering department has concluded the final inspection. The contractor has concluded all the punch list items, and we are ready to close it out.
You have a motion?
We do have a motion. And you can read, obviously, all the details in that.
Sure.
Be it removed based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department, the change order number one for contract G22-04 residential home elevation be approved, decreasing the contract amount by $8,200 for a new final contract total of $149,950, and that substantial completion be granted for January 10, 2023, and that any held retainage be released in accordance with the contract documents.
Pleasure, Council. Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second. Second.
Second.
Wow. And move, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will get the motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Next one up, the long-awaited Wolf Run sewer expansion summary. And Mr. Pratt left us. I thought he was might hang around. But Mr. Pratt just confirmed that a significant number of the Wolf Run properties are pumping their systems on a regular basis. He just said every 3 months. So it's definitely in need. So as you know, fast forward to page 2, we had an award for the design, for the two-prong design for the GMB, which was using the existing gravity in combination with a small lift station. Initially, we thought the gravity was deep enough to reach it all, but there were several of the properties located at the end of both cul-de-sacs, which sit below road level, significantly below road level. So that triggered a dual approach that we needed a pump station right around the general area at the pool, and then the connection at the Gales Neck Road. You know, there was this key easement issue which we failed to acquire, and there was an interaction with the board on various levels. I put the various interactions with the board in there. That all happened last year. Some of them, the administrator and Ms. Jennings were involved in some of the interactions. We then approached USDA for a redesign on very, very tight timelines. Then we reapproached GMB to see whether they would be willing to do that design on a 2-month timeline. They declined, but they asked to be made whole and to close out their contract, which included the extra pump station design. And then we solicited a proposal from Davis Bohn and Fidel to do the vacuum design. We engaged with USDA on numerous levels. They are standing ready. We have filed the new the supplemental application. We filed the changes to the engineering report and the environmental assessment. So everything would be waiting for the bid, and then we would put the bid in the final numbers. And we've been promised by USDA they would turn it around in 60 days and get the project funded. So it's a lift.
Amen.
So there's a couple of motions which tie into that, but you may have questions on that one.
Any questions?
No.
Questions.
No questions.
Let's get moving.
Okay.
Yeah, motions.
Okay, fair enough.
Read your first one.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department that Amendment Number 1 to the Wolf Run Sewer Expansion Agreement with George Miles and Buer be approved in the amount not to exceed $29,057.72 for design services associated with the lift station contingent upon USDA concurrence.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second.
I second.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will get the motion carried. Next, sir.
So USDA knows that both of these are coming, and they have indicated their concurrence would be forthcoming in short order. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department that the engineering services agreement with Davis Bohn and Fidel be approved in the amount not to exceed $98,000 for an alternate design of the Sussex County project S20-13 Wolf Run Sewer Expansion contingent upon approval by the USDA.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will get motion carried. Thank you, sir. Next grant request, Mrs. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. The first grant request is Greater Lewis Foundation. They're requesting $1,000 for their garden expansion improvement program. Last grant received for this organization was $1,000 for their picnic grove expansion from Mr. Schaefer. Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Mr. Schaefer.
I will offer $1,000 from the third district account.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second.
Second.
Mrs. Green to grant $1,000 to the Greater Lewis Foundation for their garden expansion and improvement program. From the 3rd Council Mag District. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, the next one is Pop Warner Little Scholars of Woodbridge. The applicants are requesting $4,000 for their youth football program. Last grant received for this program was in the amount of $4,000, which was $3,000 for Ms. Green and $1,000 for Mr. Vincent. Ms. Green placed on the agenda.
Mrs. Green.
Yes, I would like to do the $4,000. This is no longer your district.
Correct.
So we will I will take the responsibility. I will do the $4,000 to Pop Warner Scholars Woodbridge for their youth football.
Okay, motion, Mrs. Program. Green. Second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer to grant $4,000 from the 2nd Council Mag District account to the Pop Warner Scholars Woodbridge for their youth football program. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will get motion carried. Thank you. Introduction proposed zoning ordinance, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have five today. The first one's in Mrs. Green's district, an ordinance amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an HI1 heavy industrial district for certain parcels of land lying being in Northwest 400 Sussex County containing 167 acres more or less.
All right, we'll introduce it.
Reintroduce it.
The next one's in Mr. Hudson's district, in ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MRRPC medium density residential plan community district to a MRRPC medium density residential plan community district to amend conditions of approval for change of zone number 1557, ordinance number 1763 for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 63.71 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Hudson introduced it.
Next one is in Mr. Hudson's district as well, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district and an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar farm to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 42.95 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce.
Trust introduce it.
The next one's in Mrs. Green's district, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, containing 5.00 acres, more or less.
I will introduce it.
Mr. Green introduce it.
And the last one's in Mr. Schaefer's district, an ordinance amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to M Marine District for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 5.1 acres, more or less.
I will introduce it.
Schaefer introduce it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Council member comments. Council member comments. Entertain a motion to go to executive session for land acquisition and personnel. Motion, Mr. Hudson. Mr. Second, Mr. Robinson. Question on the motion. We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I'll be. We're now downstairs for executive session for land acquisition and personnel.